100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic to one a day. Well, you know, I post the topic and you come up with the stories. And we got the stories in this week. Although, if it's taking you a little extra time because of the holidays, go ahead and send them on in, and I'll post them up on the feed in a separate post. The topics this week were, topics, pick two. Siren, locked, vending machine, Journey's End, bullet train. And to follow up on last week's thing, the guy gave me the root canal. I'm stunned. I was expecting a rug pull. I was expecting bullshit. I was expecting the usual after over 2 years, finally. And I'm feeling better. Although I need to avoid crunchy food on the left side for a little while longer. They're going to replace the temp with a crown if they try to say permanent or whatever filling. No. A crown. So, yeah. We'll see how that goes. But I'm going to walk over to the dentist tomorrow. I think they're out for the holidays for like 2 weeks, but I don't know. Who knows? But I'll get it scheduled. Anyway, just more about that later, someday. Let's go ahead and listen to the stories and enjoy.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 1027. It's a pick two challenge. So here's my story. Bilbert tugged harder at the ring. It was like it had become part of him. Sabrina said, "It won't come off. We're locked together."
"Forever?" Bilbert gasped.
"No, if I take mine off the same time as you do, they will come off." Bilbert pointed at her ring.
"Take it off."
She shook her head. "We have a lot to do together. I will take it off at our journey's end."
"You make this sound like a fantasy novel, like we have to travel together," Bilbert grumbled.
"Since this afternoon," Sabrina said mysteriously, "I would think that's clear."
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Lock the fancy suitcase with that fancy padlock you bought for a fortune. The siren of the fire brigade just sounded noon. Hurry down the street towards the station. Grab some snacks from the vending machine before boarding. Catch the bullet train to be there in time for New Year's. And now, wait and watch the world roll by. It's not a game. It's not a play. The journey's end is closer. They'll all be there. I'll surprise them with the customary surprise. Then it'll be over for everyone. Good night and goodbye. The year, I mean. Or do I? And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodgov.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my pick two story for which I've chosen bullet train and vending machine. It's called Turning Japanese. Honestly, I didn't go to Japan for the reason you think. Trust me, it wasn't anything to do with the prospect of vending machines stuffed full of schoolgirls' underwear. No, really. That was the last thing on my mind. I went for the unique culture, the sights and the temples, ramen and, of course, the bullet train. It's just incredible. Super smooth at 200 miles an hour. And bang on time, every time. That's the reason I went to Japan. Such a unique place, with so much to see and do and experience. Not forgetting the vending machines. That's it until next year. Have a happy one. Hope it goes well for you. Till then, goodbye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
You can try the door, but I'm afraid you'll find it's locked. The windows are tightly barred, the walls are a foot thick, and there's not another soul within miles. Except me, of course. And unlike you, I'm not chained to a chair, bolted to the floor. I'm also the one with the knives and the chainsaw, so the odds are stacked very much in my favor. I would like your opinion on what I've done with the place, though. I'd really value your thoughts on the decor. And the house name. I was thinking, Journey's End. So, any good?
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called Nova Zimbla. Max moved towards the center of the Onyx platform. A lime green light fell across the rows of vermilion bullets in the brass kiosk. He took out a silver crown and slid it into the vending machine. Max scanned the red tokens for New Tokyo. Q37 was right next to New Moscow. Didn't want to do that again, Max mused. As soon as the bullet dropped into the bottom of the vending machine, a bullet train materialized. The door slid open, and he continued to the bar. He is going to need a neat highball to bite the bullet. Phase shift initiated. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
We used to decorate the soda machines for Christmas, covering them with pine branches and lights and ornaments, or we'd wrap them in gift wrap and tie them up with ribbons and bows. Steal a mannequin from a department store and dress it up like Santa. Lay it across the top of the row of machines like it was passed out. Empty bottle of Jack fixed in its white mittened hand. Real vomit on its fake beard all over the front of the red and white suit. Santa's helpers helped with that, thanks to the bottle of Jack they emptied.
Well, that's it for the weekly challenge, the last weekly challenge of the year. So goodbye 2025, goodbye tooth pain, goodbye going around in circles, goodbye trying to advocate for myself and being lied to and poisoned and everything. And But let's look forward to the next year with Sharp Scissors. Yeah, that's ominous. Anyway, I hope you had yourselves a good Christmas or whatever you celebrate. And enjoy the new year, unless it's not your calendar, then just treat it as Monday. And I will see you next week, unless the dentist tries to kill me or something. Not that they've succeeded in the past 2 years, but they sure have tried. But let's move on. And thank you for listening and being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.